Clear and sound means to put off a good vibration. It means to sit there. I mean, sometimes you see someone sitting there, you say, well, they're not getting into it. Yeah, they may be. They may be picking up this portion of that halal praise. Amen. They may be clear and sound. They may be just putting off a good vibration. Amen. In agreement with what's going on. Hallelujah. Sure, a lot of moving around. Amen. Mothers, you want to take the kids? That's what you're doing, all right. Clear and sound. What else does it mean? Huh? I don't think so. Okay, it means to rage. It means mad against the devil. It means mad against the devil. Amen. Can you believe that's what that word praise means in Psalm, where is it at? 150, verse 1, somewhere in there. Oh, yeah. Means to give in marriage. Whew. It's an act of humility. Amen. And what that means to us is when we are demonstrating and we are worshiping God in whatever manner that you do, amen, your human divine will is having a marriage union, amen, a joining with the divine will of God. Hallelujah. This is what keeps you strong. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. What else does it mean? It means to leap. Sure does. Now, I've always been an open-minded person. And if someone, amen, showed me in the Word of God, in fact, they did, when I went to a Christ Gospel Bible study, I had been a Christian for about 5 years, and coming to the end of my road, I got to the maximum when it, for as memorization is concerned. Amen. I could memorize so many scriptures and read so much about prophecy, but I was not getting fed out of the Word of God. I was not getting the meat out of the Word. But when it was showed me, amen, more things in the Word of God, I accepted it. I accepted it because it is the Word of God, and I don't fear the Word of God. I believe that if it's in the Word and God has commanded us to do that, then it's for our good. Amen. It's to set us free somewhere. Amen. Means to leap. What else does it mean? Means to whirl. Praise God. You see some of these women, amen, they just whirling that hair around, you know. And so we get some Christians come in here and they go, oh, that's awful. I don't know. You know, yet people go to football games, go to the clubs, they go here and they go there, and they see all these demonstrations. The devil stole halal praise, amen, and he put it in the football stadium. He took halal praise and he put it in the rock concerts. Man, they go crazy at rock concerts now. Do you realize the, amen, some of those guys up there, amen, that have the groups, they, amen, lead the people in halal praise. Isn't that the truth? They'll get up there and they'll shake like this. I've watched them do it. Amen. Where did they get that? There is an origin to all things. And if we back up and back up and back up, all things came from God. And God had a divine purpose for those things. Amen. He had a reason for those things. He had a reason for shaking. He had a reason for whirling and raging. Amen. And dancing and leaping. He had a reason for that. God's got a deep reason. Amen. It sets you free. It'll set you free. Means to whirl. What's another meaning? Yeah, I got that right here. I got that. Boast. It means to boast in the Lord. Amen. And in other words, lifting up the name of the Lord. Amen. When you're dancing, just, oh Lord, you're just boasting in the Lord. Amen. You're lifting up the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, give me another meaning. We've got 13 of them. To make a show. Okay. To make a show. And I tell you what. You have to, no, I don't think it means clap, does it? Does it? All right. Means to make a show. Means to clap. That's it. Got that. Huh? Means to shout. 12. Come on. Two more to go. Means to leap. I'll accept anything at this point. got given marriage. One more. 13. Huh? No. Make a loud noise. Well, it means. We got one more. 13 is the number of the bride. Does it really? Oh, make a. She was right. No, I don't have leap twice. Make a loud noise. Make a show. 13 various meanings to the word praise. Now that's powerful, saints. That's why we have fun in church. Hallelujah. I enjoyed that this evening. Amen. I enjoy playing that for the Lord. I don't enjoy it playing for myself. But, amen, when you're playing for the Lord, it's all of a sudden, amen, you just feel lifted up, huh? He just takes you on up higher and higher and higher. Amen. I've made this statement many times that you get so high, you feel it feels illegal. That's the truth. You get so high in the spirit. Amen. And see, I knew that there had to be that. Amen. Because there's a counterfeit to every true. There's a counterfeit. Amen. To every false, there's a true. To every true, there's a false. The false to this is drugs. See, the false of getting high, amen, is drugs. The truth is getting in the spirit, amen, going to church and shouting, and, amen, and whirling and clapping and leaping and raging and boasting and making a show and shouting and being mad against the devil and giving in marriage and raging and acting clamorously foolish. Oh, no, wait a minute. Which one did I? Oh, I got leaped twice. I sure do. Someone brought that to my attention earlier. There we go. Let's make it right. That was what? Celebrate. My, my. Well, I tell you what, when you do all this, you do make glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Well, that's the 13 various meanings of the word halal. Can you read it? Anyway, deacons, come on. And we're going to go ahead and take up the tithes and offerings. Praise you, wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. How many enjoyed that? Huh? I enjoyed that. Hallelujah. Even if you don't feel like dancing, and just watching it, amen, makes you feel good. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Okay, deacons, come on forth. And now we got all this glory in here. We got the Spirit going, so we need some word to go along with the Spirit. Amen. I had aspect of it far as the leadership and headship in the church, I think that's fantastic. When you have that unity blood, you're content doing whatever that you're supposed to be doing in the will of the Lord. Amen. If you're a deacon or a deaconess, or a sound man or whatever, or just a pillar, come in here, amen, just to sit to get the word of God and help others, amen, inspire others to praise God and to get the word, you know, you'll feel that unity, you'll feel that union, amen. And you know how it is when you have a fight with your wife or your husband. And you're miserable all day long, aren't you? Nope. Yes, you are. When you go to work and you've had a real falling out with your wife and you go to work, I mean, you're miserable. Well, that's how it is when you're not in unity with the headship here. You're miserable. Amen. But when you have unity there at home, amen, then you can go to work happy. You feel good. Amen. I've seen people tormented on their job, just calling every 5 minutes, you know, trying to get back in touch with their wife because they were so tormented because they had a bad argument. It leaves you with a miserable feeling. Amen. But that's what that unity blood.